This is Emery Ward here with WZQZ, and I'm with
Sean Pete, football coach at Chattooga High School.
Coach Pete, what'd y'all get done last week?
Well, we obviously have to get better, and the biggest thing that we've talked about is being a more physical football team, and we know that we're a young football team and an inexperienced football team, but we just we have to be more physical, and football is a game that has to be played with passion and enthusiasm, and I just think we got to do a better job of coaching our guys up, and we just got, like I said, continue to be more physical.
How did y'all do offensively and defensively last week?
Offensively, I thought it was our best game of controlling the football that we've had. And I know the score didn't indicate it, but we had a 17-play drive in the second quarter, which is, you know, to keep the ball 17 plays is very, very important. Now, the bad news is we got down inside the five and didn't score. But as far as keeping the defense off the field, we did a really good job with our offense. Defensively, I didn't think we tackled very well, and had some bust in all three levels, and well, we've definitely got to do better there.
Your QB1, Brady Gross, he has suffered through an injury, and he's out right now. Who's taking his spot, and why did you make that decision?
Well, Corey's been playing for us, and, you know, he was the backup, so he was next man up, and he's coming along well, and we're proud of what Corey's doing, and I know with more reps and more experience, he'll continue to get better. But I thought he did a good job last week, basically on, you know, 3 days of prep. He come out and played really well.
You played Cahoula Creek last week. Who do we play this week?
We go to Murray County.
And who was your player of the week this week?
The guy does a deal, and I think that Zayden Perry was it, and simply because Zayden is doing such a great job being a leader, and I know he probably feels like he can do more, and we feel like he can do more, but he's very dependable. He's one of our guys that keeps a good attitude no matter what the scoreboard says. So he's playing like a senior, so we're proud of him.
And then if you had to pick out of your staff members, who would be your staff member of the week?
We are very fortunate to have a very experienced, you know, good coaching staff. I think they all do a great job. It's hard for me to single one out because we don't have a weak link on the staff, and we don't have anybody that doesn't week in and week out come to work. So I worry about a lot of stuff at night when I'm trying to sleep, but our coaching staff is not one of them.
Awesome. Well, it was good to hear from you. Good luck at Murray, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Emma.